Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu karahati tashmitihi idha lam yahmadillah ta'ala wa bayani adabi tashmiti wal utasi wat tathaumi. The chapter on the desirability of saying yarhamukallah when a person praises Allah Ta'ala after sneezing. When a person sneezes and he says alhamdulillah, then it is desirable for us to say yarhamukallah. And the undesirability of doing so if he does not praise Allah Ta'ala. So a person sneezed and he didn't say Alhamdulillah, then it is undesirable. We shouldn't say at that time, Yarhamukallah. But when he says Alhamdulillah, then at that time we should say, Yarhamukallah. And the clarification of the etiquette of saying Yarhamukallah to one who has sneezed, and the etiquette of sneezing and yawning. Now look at the beauty of Islam, the beauty of our deen. We taught the etiquettes of using the toilet, we taught the etiquettes of entering the masjid, the etiquettes of wearing our clothes, the etiquettes, so many etiquettes, etiquettes of wudu, etiquettes of salat. Here we are taught the etiquette when someone else sneezes. What etiquette should we be adopting at that time when someone else is sneezing? Here the etiquette of yawning and the etiquette also of sneezing if we happen to sneeze, etc. So this is the beauty of Islam, the beauty of our deen. Hasn't left us yatim at any moment. Practical aspects have been shown to us, exactly what we should be doing when these situations arise, how much shukr we have to make for this Islam that we have got, everything our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and showed us. In that short space of time, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has taught us so much things that will carry us for the rest of our lives, so long as we are prepared to follow the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله يحب العطاس ويكره التثاؤب فإذا عطس أحدكم وحمد الله تعالى كان حقا على كل مسلم سمعه أن يقول له يرحمك الله أما التثاؤب فإنما هو من الشيطان فإذا تثاءب أحدكم فليرده ما استطاع فإن أحدكم إذا تثاءب ضحك منه الشيطان رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala likes sneezing and He dislikes yawning. Allah Ta'ala likes sneezing and He dislikes yawning. We'll explain this just now. When any one of you sneezes and he praises Allah Ta'ala, it is the duty of every Muslim who hears him to say to him, Yarhamukallah. Anyone who hears him sneezing and praising Allah, saying Alhamdulillah, then it is a duty of every Muslim now to say, Yarhamukallah, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy on you. As for yawning, it is from shaitan. If any one of you yawns, he should try to suppress it as much as possible, because when you yawn, shaitan laughs at you. So the second part of the hadith is telling us about yawning. As for yawning, it is from shaitan. If any one of you yawns, he should try to suppress it as much as possible, because when you yawn, then shaitan laughs at you. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi stated that Allah Ta'ala likes sneezing because by means of it the mind is cleared, the body is comforted, and these assist in concentration, devotion and obedience. By a person sneezing, now that pressure that was in his system, that pressure is released. Otherwise, when a person holds that sneeze and he doesn't allow that sneeze to come out, then that pressure stays in there. Therefore, even from a medical point of view, we advise that don't suppress the sneeze. If a sneeze is there, allow the sneeze to come. Yes, we cover our mouth or something when sneezing, but we don't suppress the sneeze, we don't stop the sneeze. A lot of time you see people stopping the sneeze. That is not something we should be doing. And then a person, if he's not in salah, he should say Alhamdulillah. And then anybody hearing him should say Yarhamukallah. And the next part of this hadith is dealing as far as yawning is concerned. On the other hand, yawning is due to heaviness and clouding of the senses, which leads to negligence, laziness, and a lack of desire to worship Allah Ta'ala. For this reason, shaitan is pleased with yawning. Allama Abu Salih Dimashqi rahmatullah alayhi stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never yawned. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam never yawned. This was the one of the specialities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala saved him from yawning. There was no such thing as laziness in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no need for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam to yawn. This is something that we have in us. But when it does come, then we suppress it to the best of our ability. A person suppresses it, he tries and he closes, blocks his mouth, he doesn't yawn with a sound. Sometimes you hear people yawning with a loud sound. This is completely against Shariat. We first thought how to suppress it. As we'll go in a different hadith, we'll see the etiquettes. Then a person tries and blocks it. If the yawn comes, he doesn't try and entertain it. So these are some things that we are learning from today's hadith. Some things to take home is that if someone sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, then we say Yarhamukallah. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi, famous incident about him, that there was a person on a ship. Ship was leaving, was just leaving the shore, and this person sneezed and he said Alhamdulillah. So Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi, he didn't get the opportunity to say Yarhamukallah, because that ship had left, the person was gone. But he had sneezed and he heard him saying Alhamdulillah. So he took a boat, he hired a small boat, people with small boats, they hired a boat for one dirham. He went close to the ship, he said Yarhamukallah to that person, and he came back to the shore. That night he had a dream, and in the dream it was told that Abu Dawud has purchased Jannat for one dirham. Simple thing like that, saying Yarhamukallah. These are the sunnats that we are taught, we should make it and make it a point of bringing it in our life. Something on a light-hearted side. In Urdu, for yawn, you say Jumai. Jumai is the word in Urdu for yawning. Person yawns, you say Jumai. And in Gujarati, for son-in-law, you say Jammai. So one person was listening to this type of talk. Alim was speaking about when you yawn, you must try and repel that yawn as far as possible. And then he said also, you must say La hawla wa la quwwata when that Jumai comes. Speaking to Urdu crowd, so he said, Jab Jumai aata hai, to La hawla wa la quwwata paro. So he, in his half doziness, listening to the talk and all, he heard, when the Jammai comes, then you must try and repel him, and you must say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So the next time his son-in-law came, the Jammai came, the word is Jumai, but he heard Jammai. When the Jammai came, he started repelling him, and he said, La hawla wa la quwwata, La hawla. So somebody asked him, what's happening here? Sending your son-in-law away. He said, the Maulana said it in the mosque. That's all I'm making amal. So therefore, it is very important when we're listening also, we listen carefully what words are being used and what is being said. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.